Good morning. All right. We're going to celebrate moms today. And we've done this in the past a little bit differently, where we've kind of talked about we want to celebrate ladies and so on. But today we're going to kind of go old school and just celebrate moms. And I want you to put yourselves in this mindset that celebrating somebody else is an incredible experience as well as being celebrated. And so we are going to celebrate moms today. We want to give them a standing ovation. So this is how we're going to do it. And if you're joining us online, you can do this as well. Just stand up. We're going to have the moms stand. So we see who all the moms are. And yep, have the moms stand. And that stand and give them a standing ovation. Even if you don't know them, hug the mom around you. Hug the mom around you. Excellent. Fantastic. You guys can have a seat. Moms love to be hugged. No doubt about that. So we're just going to really quickly, today is baby dedication, and so we got two families that are going to be dedicating their little one, and so I'm just going to talk to you for just a few minutes, and just got a couple thoughts, actually one thought that I want to communicate to you this morning. We're going to start with this question: is it really that important? Is being a mom really that important? Or have we just blown this out of proportion so we can sell Hallmark cards? Have we turned this into this big, huge thing? Is it really, really that important? And so I want to celebrate moms this morning by going, it's really, really that important. It's probably more important than you actually think it is. Being a mom, people say, is it the most important thing on earth? Yeah, within perspective this morning, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say it's the most important role on earth, one of the most important roles on earth. And so we're going to start off, we're just going to hit through some passages and see what the Bible has to say about this and talk about this subject. It says, behold, the children are a heritage from the Lord. So first and foremost, this is something between you and God. This is something between you and God. This is not just between you and you. And you're like, hey, Pastor Chris, do you know about the birds and the bees? I actually know how the whole thing works. The Bible's pretty clear that in that whole thing working is God is at work. And that they are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. So being a mom is a gift. It's a gift that has been given to you. We want to celebrate you in that gift, but it's a gift that's been given to you. And the next passage says, When I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother. The only one in the sight of my mother. So think about that for a little bit. Think about how, and this isn't going to be true for everyone. It is what God wanted for everyone. Think about how your mom had the ability to see you no matter where you were. As if she were thinking about you all the time. Now, for a number of you, you're smiling and you're nodding your head as if that's a good thing. The way I grew up, the kind of trouble I got in, it really wasn't a good thing. The fact that she was always showing up at the wrong time. But it is incredible to watch moms. And it really is true. Like, people joke about it. Like, men can't do two things at one time. Moms can do lots of things and they still have this pulse on where are my kids? What's going on with my kids? What's happening with my kids? They are, you get the sense that I'm the only one in the sight of my mother. She is focused on me. The nurturing and the caring that moms bring into a child's life. And oftentimes we think of motherhood as though, okay, yeah, it happened, and moms are especially intense in those first 5 years. As if, yeah, that's the really cool time. Just It has such long-reaching impact. The kind of care and nurture that they've poured into your life has this really long-reaching impact to the fact that when you're 50 years old, you still are living on that foundation of going, hey, there was somebody in my life that she thought I was the most important person in her life. Well, it didn't happen for me. I had these siblings. They liked me. She liked them more than me. That's your deal, man. You're comparing yourself to other people. That's your deal. This morning, get off that bus. Just this morning, get off the bus. That moms have this ability to do that in your life and how that impacts you in a really cool way for a long term. The other thing that is almost miraculous to watch is when a child's run along and they trip and they skin their knee and they're screaming their heads off, a mom runs out and gives them a hug and goes, want me to kiss it? Yes. As soon as she kisses it, right, they're screaming their head off. As soon as she kisses it, it feels better. Like it really, they actually feels better. How do moms do that? They have this thing where you're the only one in the sight. I'm the only one in the sight of my mother. This nurturing, caring peace. Now, people talk about, hey, this guy did this. He changed the world. This guy did this. He changed this world. Yes, he may have changed the way the world is organized. But it doesn't matter how you organize the world if mom doesn't love each child. It doesn't matter how you organize the world. It doesn't matter your banking system. It does not matter your governmental system. If you don't grow up with that peace in your life, it's really important, mom, what you do. It's really important what you've been doing. These next passages we're going to read together, because this was about the nurturing, tender, loving part of it. This one's just as much love, but it's a little bit on the other side. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Did you know that the Bible ties your ability to honor your mom and dad with how well your life is going to go? It says it's the first commandment with a promise. The first commandment that says, look, do this. This is how it's going to impact your life. You don't need studies to know this. You don't need experts to tell you this. When a child grows up and they learn to respect authority, when a child grows up and they learn to give honor, it impacts their life all over the place. It impacts their school life. It impacts their friendships. It impacts their career life. It hugely impacts their marriage life. It impacts their ability to be great parents. It matters that someone teaches a child to honor their father and their mother. You already know this. You don't need experts to tell you this. No child is born naturally honoring their father and their mother. They don't come out like that. They come out honoring me. I honor me. Someone has to teach them this basic piece. Mom, you're really important. You're really important. What you do is really important. If one curses his father and his mother, his lamp will be put out in utter darkness. This is the flip side of the one that we just talked about. If one curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in utter darkness. I used to read that and be like, whoa, wow. Gotta be really careful never to do that. Like, boom. It's not generally the way it works. But generally the way it works is when you take on the lifestyle of cursing mom and dad, it impacts you. It's this long-term impact in your life. But again, who teaches them not to curse their father and their mother? Who helps a child go from being a fool to becoming wise? I read not too recently, you probably saw it somewhere too, that parents, and this is kind of common for parents to go, yeah, I'm not going to influence them on those things at all. I'm just going to let them grow up and decide themselves. That's a curse, man. That's a horrible thing to do. What you're saying is, I am not going to play the role of the adult in this child's life. Every child needs a mom, and every mom is important that they're adults, because adults sacrifice this life to prepare the child for the next life. The rod and reproof give wisdom. The rod and reproof give wisdom. The consistency, the consistent discipline, the consistent coaching, and when needed, the consistent pain to help them understand what it means to be respectful to others, what it means to do your homework, what it means to build character into a person's life. Man, what moms do is really important. Character building is so important. So as we see those passages together, you get this idea. The first is this love, meaning the affection part of it. And then there's the character building. And you may think you're an incredibly hard worker because you were born that way. No. Someone builds that character into your life. Do you ever think about how much work it took to teach you how to eat? It takes a lot of train rides. Ooh, open up to teach somebody how to eat. It takes a long time. Some of you eat your vegetables. You weren't born that way. Somebody taught you to eat your vegetables. There are so many things in your life that mom poured into you, taught you. Like, oh, they're not important. If you don't have that, it's super important. What moms do is really, it's really important. Then it says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. This has both sides to it. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart. He'll come back to it. You teach basic character into a person's life. Then they get to live with that character when they're older. That's what they're going to come back to. They're going to come back to that character. But if you don't, they have no character to come back to. What you do is really important. You should be celebrated. I want to warn you about something that's out there. And the context of this was probably when people overdo it. But this is something that I picked up off the internet. There's a lot about moms on the internet. I'm not befriending anyone who sends me articles, tries to sell me supplements that will miraculously cure my child's bad moods, or offers to educate me on cloth diapering. I'm a mess. You're a mess. Let's just be messy together and agree that no matter what, all of us, each of us, is doing the very best that we can with what we have. Right now. The thing is, this mommy thing is so hard and so exhausting and so overwhelming. I really just want you to be on my team, and I want to be on yours. I want my village to be a bunch of women who absolutely don't have it together, but are in this together nevertheless. I want to offer you high fives and venti coffees and laughter, and I want you to offer me the same. I just want to give you this little caveat, mom and dad, or moms. What you do is too important to get together with a group of people that will tell you you're doing a great job no matter what. What you do is too important for you to ignore what the Bible has to say and not find out what the Bible has to say, but to get together with a group of people that are like, you're doing as best you can. This has nothing to do with the message. This is one of my pet peeves. You're not doing the best you can. Nobody is. You know that. It doesn't do you any good to get together with a group of people that goes, you're doing a good job, you're great, you're great. We're all great. Why is that? Why not? Because the job is so important. What you do matters. It really matters that you find out how to really love and how to build character in a person's life. Why? Because you have one of the most important roles in all of the world. So the next question is this. Is being a mom really hard? Is being a mom really hard? There's a couple articles out there, and I'm sure they're just trying to raise people's temperature and get people to read their things. But it was in the whole article about it's not the hardest job in the world because they're not getting shot at and they're not. I know some of you from Deep Patterson, you're like, yes, we do. But so you're not getting shot at. I'm sorry, guys, I couldn't help it. Please, it was a joke. It was a joke. How you know they're not the physical labor isn't this and da 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 da. You know they mentioned different jobs. They're just super hard. But that's because the author missed a couple of things. Number one, the author missed that it is a 24/7 job. Being a mom is a 24/7 job. You don't work 8 hours at the hardest job in the world and then go home. You don't even work 16 hours, especially when they're in those first few months, right? And they're waking up in the middle of the night and all that's happening with them. It's a 24/7 job. The other piece that he missed is it's done with all your heart. It's done with all your heart, which means you can get your heart broken. Which means you're giving all of your emotional energy to this parenting mom thing. I think it is. I think it is one of the most difficult jobs in the world. I think it's most important, and I think it's really hard. The Bible says, and it's talking about the gospel, but I think it applies to this piece. It takes your whole life. And that passage says, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it. Jesus is talking to people. He says, for whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. That you have to give your life to actually, then Christ gives you life. But that's what he calls on moms to do, to give your life first to him. And then as a follower of Christ, he asks you to give your life to building love and character into another person's life so they can succeed. So it's really important and it's really hard. That creates a lot of pressure, which is moms today are under this undue, insane pressure. A lot of it comes from experts, like everybody's an expert, so everybody tells you how to be a mom. A lot of it comes from the fact that we have entirely broken up our society, so grandma and mom aren't actually there, or you're raising your kids in a totally different place. Throw in divorce, and it really gets just crazy. So one illustration is my daughter, Alicia, who tends to go pretty extreme on things naturally. She's talking to Lori, and she goes, yeah, right? Because there's like a perfect way to raise each child. So she didn't just say, look, there's a perfect way to be a parent. You got to figure out what it is. She said, you would study each of your children and know them so well that you would perfectly parent them. You can't get them to stay in bed. How do you think you're going to be able to know them so well that you would become this guru, psychological something? Well, first of all, I want to say this, moms. That's crazy. No. Wrong. No. Here's another thing I picked up, and I thought this was pretty good. I spent the last 2 days seriously judging a fellow mom. I know I shouldn't, but I just take a look at the mom I judge. She didn't have her babies naturally, and she stopped breastfeeding really early. She gave her toddlers donuts for a snack before nap time. Donuts. She also gave them apple juice before bed. She yelled at her son when he spilled her coffee, and she still gives her 1-year-old a bottle. Her three-year-old is still in diapers. I saw her kids run away from her outside more than once a week. She chased after them while spilling all the contents of her purse and stepping on the ends of her yoga pants. And she's always wearing yoga pants. She doesn't shower every day. She hid in the kitchen eating peanut butter M&Ms while her one-year-old threw a tantrum. She lets her kids cry it out, except for when she doesn't. Can't she just choose a method and at least be consistent? She puts her kids in a super play yard, which is basically a baby jail. I saw her kids spill Cheerios all over the floor and eat them. She ends the article by going, "The mom I'm judging is me." To which all the young moms just went, "Oh, yes, that's me." All right, here's the principle I want you to grab a hold of. What Jesus has offered you is a new life. And in this new life, he has said, okay, this is who you are. You'll never make it to heaven. You have no goodness or holiness of your own. So I will give you my goodness and holiness. And by grace, he does that. So when he does that, does he then expect that you would be perfect? No. He calls upon you to grow. He says, now that I've given you this, now begin to grow in this thing that I've given you. He says, like newborn babes crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you crave spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Moms, I want to apply that same principle to you. This is the one thing I want to tell you today. Stop trying to prove you have been or are a good mom. Stop it. Stop measuring whether or not you're a good mom. Defensive people can't grow. And if you're trying to prove that you're a good mom, you're going to be defensive. Self-focused people can't grow. You know what? Self-focused people can't actually love their kids very well. And they really get tripped up on the whole character thing. Stop. Stop it. Your value does not come from being a great mom. Your value comes from what Jesus Christ does in you. So grab a hold of that and grow. The last line I want to give you is, the beauty is in humbly growing. The beauty is in humbly growing. Now, there's a group of you that I'm a little closer to than others because of my age. It's the grandparent stage. It's the your kids are in the 20s stage. You just poured your heart and soul in the last 25 years of your life into something, and you'd like to know you did a good job. It's a trap. It's a trap. You can't change those 25 years. But you can grow. You can grow. If you'll humble yourself and go, wait a minute, it's not that I'm important. It's the job that's important. It's the child that's important. And so I'm going to grow in my ability to love and my ability to build character. Because it's really hard and it's really important. But I'm going to follow Jesus where he calls me, and I'm going to grow. We're going to have a dedication now. And as we do, would you silently kind of pray for these moms? That they wouldn't be hooked up on whether or not they're a good mom, but they would be hooked up on growing as a mom? You can throw the dads in there as well.